Well, fears over the virus are knocking down U.S. markets again today. And last week, the outbreak caused a historic drop in global stock markets. One big worry for investors is that international trade is slowing down. The new coronavirus has already slowed the production of goods made in China, which means fewer Chinese ships are docking at U.S. ports. That, in turn, hurts U.S. farmers who export their products on the ship's return trips. Northwest News Network's Anna King reports.
Kenichi Weigart can really shuck oysters. We're on Willapa Bay in Washington State.
This time of year, we should be shucking 40 to 45 hours a week, and we're down to 15 to 18 hours.
Every Monday, Weigart ships about 8 pallets stuffed with fresh jarred oysters for a customer in Hong Kong. Now he's lucky to ship just one. Some of Weigart's 19 expert shuckers have been working for him for decades. The best make up to $25 an hour, and Weigart is worried about making payroll in late April if things don't improve soon.
I'm frustrated and scared to death, but at the end of the day, there's people out there that are suffering. They're sick. There's people dying.
Weigart worries the outbreak could break him. Peter Friedman is executive director of Agriculture Transportation Coalition in Washington, D.C.
The coronavirus hit like a thunderclap without any warning.
He says it's not just U.S. oysters. Dungeness crabs, gooey duck, clams, frozen French fries, soy, pork, chicken, grain, lumber, and hay are all having trouble getting space on ships. And the perishables that do make it sometimes rot on the docks in China. Those that don't are piling up in the U.S.
Hogs keep growing. The pork has to be sold somewhere. It'll be sold in the U.S. at lower prices.
Some predict coronavirus could slow down by late spring. That's not soon enough for Mark Hanrahan. He grows about 120 acres of Yakima Valley cherries in Washington. Hanrahan's crews are pruning branches, and there's a sweet smell of fruit wood from burn piles. The cherry tree's buds are getting close to breaking open.
Now, we bloom the first part of April, and 65 days later, the first part of June, we're in harvest, and cherries have to go somewhere quickly.
Washington used to sell China about 3 million boxes of cherries a year before the Trump administration's trade wars. Last year, 1 million boxes were shipped. This year?
If our customers in China can't even get out of their houses to buy cherries, then we don't have that market.
For now, fewer containers than usual are loading and unloading here at the Port of Tacoma. Tong Su helps run the marine cargo group of the port here and in Seattle. She worries this virus will last into March, but she's hoping the trade surge, when shipping resumes, will make up for it.
I see a tsunami of cargo coming in from China, and I think equally there will be a pent-up demand for boxes and for that capacity so that our exporters can stuff their products into the containers and send it out.
Through March, Su says the ports of Tacoma and Seattle expect 26 fewer cargo ships to call. That would be double the number canceled during the same period last year, mostly due to the Trump administration's trade wars. For NPR News, I'm Anna King